Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy Roberto, and of course you already know what time it is. It is Black Hand 2.2. Coming live and direct from Kansas City, Missouri, my hometown. Hope everybody had a good week. Kind of snowed a little bit up here in Kansas City to the point where everybody was sliding around like a bunch of Eskimos. But what can you expect? It is still February, and winter is still in full swing. So, if we get through the next 4 weeks, we should be sitting pretty. Well, tonight's Subject Friday. It's about a subject that has been on the hearts and minds of most people, and it's also been criticized by others. It's something that we all need to learn and listen to, but some people just choose not to do it either way. And that is critical race theory. Now, for those who don't know exactly what critical race theory is, I will read it off to you. It is a cross-discipline intellectual and social movement of civil rights scholars and activists who seek to examine the intersect of race and law in the United States and to challenge the mainstream American liberals' approach to racial justice. Yeah, sounds like a really bad Perry Mason movie to me, but that's what they say and that's what I read. Now, racism has always been a thing since the first unwhite person was put on this earth. Like I said before in one little, one podcast, things that people don't understand, they automatically get scared of it. And if they get scared of it, then they want to destroy it. Well, racism is about the same thing. It can involve race, which is your color or your creed, but recently it's about religious and political views. Critical race theory, to some uppity people, is a dead issue. As a matter of fact, it never existed. But the thing is, it does exist. It exists in this day and age as well. Now, back in the early 20th century, white people were doing all sorts of stuff to people that were non-white, namely African Americans, Asian Americans, etc. And they pushed us around, they yelled at us, they burned crosses, they beat the shit out of us, and sometimes they even killed us to get their point across that white is right and everything else is wrong. Well, critical race theory is somewhat part of that. If we cannot learn from the past, we are doomed to repeat it. That has been said many, many times. And it seems to me that critical race theory is about the same thing. No one wants to care about what happened in the past, which is what most people say when it comes to CRT. But the thing is, it is part of our history. This country was built on racism. It was built to give a heads up for others and keep down the ones that they deem unnecessary. It's a very touchy subject. And depending on who you're talking to is the answer you'll get about critical race theory. Now, in recent months and years, the followers of the Tangos that's down in Florida have done everything but, use Nazi, hand signs to show that, they're all down for the white, and that's it. And, of course, with all the black shootings by police officers and, racial divide, it was already there, but it's been very, very, very dormant. That is until a certain president came into office and pretty much gave a pass to everybody to act like a fucking idiot and to show their true, true nature, which is, fuck anybody that does not look like me. Ah, yes. American. But also, it is something that we need to learn and need to know about to see what the other side has been putting up with for the last few centuries. And critical race theory does exactly that. But some people see it as, we're not going to teach our kids that because, you know, they don't need to know all that and everything. But in all actuality, they do. Because there's not all, the world is not full of, Caucasian people. There are people that are different. Some have squinty eyes, some have big eyes. Some have big lips, some have small lips. Some may have teeth, some may not have no teeth. But you cannot say that one of our races is, the alpha among a bunch of omegas. You can't tell them that. But that's what they want you to think. But critical race theory here tells you a different story. Now, for example, the sample, the CRT conceptual framework. It's one of the studies how and why U.S. courts give the most lenient punishments to drug dealers for some races that other drug dealers I've had a very long week, so just bear with me here. From some race that other drug dealers from other races. The word critical is named as a academic term with refer to critical thinking, critical theory, and scholar criticism. That's a lot to put in. I wonder why I'm stuttering. But when it comes down to you folks, it's this. We have a really extremely bad history when it comes to race, namely between Caucasian and African Americans. Now, I said this to my brother, and he thought it was funny, but it's true, though. Every time a Caucasian person sees a person of color, or black, or what have you, they see basically their mistake. We are proven that, you brought somebody from my family all the way over here from Africa or wherever the hell it was, and I'm a walking, talking example of what you've done. But they're not trying to hear that, though. Everything is pure. Everything is great. Everything is perfect. America, strong as hell. No, not really. No. Especially right now. With the political landscape shaping this way we are now, people arguing over small things and presidents and they're working and who did what and what did who, and it's a whole bunch of shit. But critical race theory, well, no one wants to hear about it. I don't want to hear about that. I don't care. Well, you should care because it's part of American history. Now, all you know is Black History Month. All things celebrated that was done by African Americans over time. And I'm also on TikTok. But the people on there, some of the people on TikTok, they are right along with, African Americans when it comes to, like, police brutality, prison, people rotting in prison for stuff they didn't do. The Cheeto in charge that was in charge of last year this time. All types of stuff. But then you also have your bad apples, the ones that defending the Cheeto. The ones that saying we need to shut the fuck up because we're free and all this other kind of shit. But you cannot deny that racism shaped this entire damn country. Europeans came over here, pilgrims came over here. Indians gave them an olive branch, and they proceeded to whoop the shit out of them with it. Then when they beat down the Indian to almost extinction, Native Americans, then they needed somebody to come over here to, quote unquote, build America. Hey, there's a bunch of black people over there in this little country called Africa, or continent called Africa. So we put them in chains, put them in the boats, and swam all over here. Some died, probably best that way, because who the hell wants to be a slave? And for the next 200 years, that's all we got. Slavery and whipped to death and everything else under the sun. So here you go, flash forward 2,000 some odd years later. And I am walking around as a free man, but African-American man. And anybody that was living in the 40s, the 50s, 60s, and 70s, I'm a walking example of what you did. I am a walking exclamation point, because you took somebody in my family, down my line of my family, and brought them here so they could build your country. Let's call a spade here. And then when we did all that, we were treated like secondhand citizens. Hell, we wouldn't treat like anything. We were treated like property. And it's happened. And it continues to happen without the chains, of course. But yeah, there was a time when black people couldn't vote. There was a time when black people couldn't sit in the front of the bus. I'm surprised that I actually lived long enough to see a black president, just to let you know. So yes, critical race theory is all that in a nutshell. But no one wants to talk about it because, like I said, I'm a walking example of what happened. So people criticize it, saying it's bullshit, need to shut the fuck up, you know, and all that type of stuff. Just being evil, you know. And then all the shootings that have taken place concerning black folks and police officers, they wonder why we don't trust them. Because they have the guns, they have the ammo, they have the handcuffs. And piss off one of them, they may have the right to ventilate your fucking head and then blame it on you. Now, that's a good case in point. Amir Locke. You probably already heard about him being shot in his cousin's house and dying after being startled by the Minneapolis Police Department, SWAT team. I know you heard about it. It's been on the news and everything else. So there's a whole lot of wrong with that situation. Very wrong. First of all, they had a fucking key to get into this door. Now, usually SWAT teams, they kick in doors, they come through windows. Some real Samar Moore shit when it comes to taking out somebody. But no, they had a fucking key. They walked in, scared this man half to death. He jumps up with a legal gun, and he gets two slugs in his fucking side. Three, I think it was. But now, people, especially on TikTok, are trying to say, and I said this myself, and I told people this was going to happen, and damn if I'm not right. Someone asked what his criminal record was. What the fuck is that got to do with him getting shot in on his couch in his cousin's house? He's dead. Who gives a shit? Even though he didn't have a criminal record. Not all black people are fucking thugs and heathens and thieves, you know. But he died in his cousin's house. They had a warrant that had no name on it. Not his name, at least. The gun he was holding was registered and it was legal. And yet, he's not here. And it seems that the more the days go by, the worse it gets. It has gotten to the point now where no one gives a shit about anything. Nada. Zilch. Zippo. Fuck it. Give me liberty or give me a goddamn AK-47. If he dies, he fucking dies. It's real Ivan Drago shit. So we are dooming ourselves by repeating the things of the past. We just love living in the fucking past. Now, I know white people bring that always up when black people start talking about their 400-year journey and all that type of stuff. You need to stop living in the past. You need to stop talking about that. God damn it. It's the 21st century. You need to go over that shit. Oh, really? Okay, well, we would like to. But the thing is, we're still not getting a fair shake. We're not getting a fair any damn thing. If anything, we're getting bitch slapped across the face. and critical race theory will teach us from our past or people's past mistakes to not do them again. But ain't nobody trying to hear that, though, because they feel there was no mistake. Everything they did was right, you know, and they're wrong, but that's what they think. So you cannot bring it up to a person because they'll look at you like, I don't want to fucking talk about this. This is bullshit, you know. You don't want to talk about that shit? Nah, of course not. But either way, race will always be a thing. As long as people put their feet down on this ground and walk or roll or whatever, it's everywhere. There's racism in money, racism in sports, racism in some modeling, you know, regular jobs, whatever. Affirmative action that was made for African Americans or any other, you know, other American, you know. And all this stuff came to a head on January 6, 2020. All those people on the marching orders of a delusional old ass man stormed the Capitol to kill or maim anybody that got in their way. Now, one lady brought up a very good point, and I'm going to bring it to you. If that would have been all those people that was in the Capitol, all those people that were outside busting windows and whooping cops' asses and everything else, if they would have been black, African-American, doing that shit, we would never fucking hear any of it. It'll be on every station. We'll be calling us hoodlums and you're a bunch of fucking monkeys and everything else. And then they all would have been shot. They would have rolled their asses full of bullets. And you know the thing about it is, you know it's fucking true too. So, we tried it to do it, you know, righteously. We try to do it by book. When we try to get along with everybody, my race and other races. But the thing is, in this country especially, people want to keep the shit the way it is. Wholesome, crispy, and white. I am sorry for saying that. I am not a racist man by no means. I am not. But people will look at me and think I am toward them. And I'm not. Some of my best friends are of different races. I have white friends. I have Mexican friends. I have Puerto Rican friends. I have Chinese friends, Japanese friends, whatever. But the thing about it is, though, I don't look at them for their race. I look at them for friendship. You treat me right, I'll treat you right. You don't call me out my name, I will damn sure not call you out of yours. And if it was like that with everybody else, the world would be a hell of a lot more, you know, safe than it is now. And people have been coming out the fucking woodwork since 2015. And you already know what I'm talking about. And they have gotten worse with every passing day. I was watching this, you know, 2020. And they had a man on there that killed his wife and his two sons. He proceeded to give his sons, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have anything to do with this. But anyway, what I'm getting at, ladies and gentlemen, is this. If you want change, you have to start with yourself. If you can go up to other person that's another race and actually introduce yourself and they introduce themselves, you might get along better with them. But if you hate them from the jump because of what they look like, then there's no fucking hope for anybody right now. None. Period. And people that criticize CRT, those are the ones that want to keep everything the way it is. I don't want to talk about it. That just means shut the fuck up, go on about your business. And it's sad. It really is. There's no reason to think that way. And law enforcement and African Americans are like a really bad hand in hand. Some of these cops come in with a theory that everything that doesn't look like him is bad. If he makes a move for anything for his wallet, I'm going to blow a hole through his ass. What happened to the fucking tasers? They gave you guys tasers and you used them for nothing. Maybe to start the car or something. I don't know. But you damn sure ain't using on suspects like you're supposed to. Now, I also bring this up because of the case of Dante Wright, who got pulled over by two or three cops, had a warrant for his arrest after they found out, and he proceeded to try to get away from them. Lady, the ex-cop, who said she didn't know her gun from her taser, shot the kid in the side. He died. She today got 24 months in prison. That's it. The family was upset, and rightfully so, because once she gets out, she's free. But Dante Wright's family will still not have a son around. Yeah, she boohooed and begged and sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry, you know, stuff like that. Okay, that's well and good and everything, but you still shot my fucking son. And he ain't the only damn one either. It's one thing to be scared of things that, you know, supposed to put fear in your life or whatever. But it's another thing when you're in fear of the thing that's supposed to protect you. Serve and protect you. The one you give your taxes to every fucking year. Or whatever state you're in. And if you can take my money to give to police officers, then I have the right to tell them, what the fuck did I do? And if they say, get out the car and everything, why the fuck am I getting out the car for? Because that is my God-given fucking right to do so. Because I know I haven't done anything. I know I haven't, you know, did any drag racing down the street. I haven't hit somebody with my car. I haven't, you know, went looking for a sex worker or nothing like that. No. So what the fuck are you pulling me over for? And then it escalates. The cop asks you all these 1,001 questions. And, you know, you do something remotely out of turn for them. And you're liable to get 15 bullets in your ass. And, of course, they pull out the whole, I'm in fear for my life. I'm in fear for my life. Okay. Well, I'm in fear for mine, too. Because unlike you, I don't have a badge to hide behind. I don't have a gun to hide behind. I don't have a taser, quote unquote, to tase me with. That's on you. I will tell you the truth right now. I'm more scared of a police officer than I am a real actual criminal. Because the criminal, he doesn't care. He's not a law officer or anything like that. He's a fucking criminal. And he will shoot you and anybody else in front of you to get whatever the fuck he wants from you. Whereas a police officer, he takes an oath. Serve and protect. Protect at all costs and everything else. So it makes you wonder, who are they saying, preferring to when it comes to protecting? And again, critical race theory is about that. Why the fuck am I being thrown in jail for absolutely nothing? Shit you made up. This gentleman, this week, got out of jail after serving 44 years for something he did not fucking do. African-American guy. They said he, you know, raped twins or something like that. I don't know. But either way, 44 fucking years gone. This man has been in jail or was in prison since I was 2 fucking years old. I'm 46. If he would have stayed in there another 3 or 4 years, he'd probably be dead. And he was in there for no damn reason. There's people in prison right now ain't done shit. most of them are African Americans. And I'm not saying all prisoners are guilty. No, there's some motherfuckers that need to be there until they're dead, really. But there is men or women's in these prisons rotting away for absolutely nothing at all, period. Our system is broke. Our educational system is broke. Police, you know, they're always broke. And so on and so forth. And we keep doing this shit, and no one's learning their fucking lesson. What that officer today got from Dante Wright, that was equivalent of getting a slap in your hand saying, never do it again.
Okay.
And she go out, she might make a book or something, go on 2020 and speak her word and everything. Why Dante Wright's family is sitting around twiddling their thumbs, looking at the sky like, seriously? Really? This is all she getting? Yeah, that's exactly what all she did. It's scary and it's sad at the same damn time. But if we learned how to get along with other races, no matter which one you are, and if you can learn from that, then you will be better off. Seriously. But that's not going to happen. As long as there are breathing people on this planet, race will always be a fucking case. Always. They can say, no, I'm not racist. I would never racist blow my body. Oh, really? Okay. Well, so you're saying if I drive through the hood with your ass at night and we go to my boy's house or something like that and everybody in there high as a goddamn kite, you ain't going to have a problem with that. Okay. Yeah, whatever. So, ladies and gentlemen, the only thing I tell you is that critical race theory is a learning tool. It is used to try to educate those that don't understand other people's situations, especially if they're, you know, black or any other nationality. Because, as I said before, if it doesn't happen to you, on a daily basis, since you were alive, being harassed by pretty much everybody because of what you look like and what you do for a living or whatever, you know, you just, what's the point? Really? Doesn't make any sense. But if we learn how to get along with each other and stop bringing a goddamn race card in it all the fucking time, we'll be better off. We would. But closed minds don't take nothing. They don't want anything. It's sad. It really is. But either way, that is my word for tonight. So with that being said, this is your boy Roberto for the Black Hand 2.2. Please join me next time when I talk about something you may or may not like, and I will see you guys down the road. Good night, America, wherever you are. And ladies and gentlemen, I am very sorry for sounding like I'm rambling. But like I said, I had a very long week. I'm a little bit of pain in my hip. And once my hip hurts, everything hurts. So thank you for listening, if you did. And just think about what I said. Until we all change, nothing will change. You guys have a nice weekend. Peace.